Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of March, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you like it always does in about 5 minutes. All right, fair warning. When I was telling you about tech news, it's basically Amazon news. And starting off our Amazon news edition today will be for our Prime users out there of Amazon. Looks like you ain't gonna be getting your crap anytime soon. We all know Prime has that annual fee, promises 1 to 2 day shipping for many products. But in the day and age of COVID-19, that ain't gonna be possible. In fact, users of Amazon's paid subscription Prime service are looking at month-long delays in shipping, all to do with COVID-19 and actually Amazon focusing on what needs to be shipped so we can smash this pandemic. Amazon's actual statement on this was, "To serve our customers while also helping to ensure the safety of our associates, we've changed our logistics, transportation, supply chain, purchasing, and third-party seller processes to prioritize stocking and delivering items that are higher priority for our customers. This has resulted in some of our delivery promises being longer than usual." So yeah, if you're in lockdown currently in whatever city you're in and you need a new TV, yeah, it might be about a month before you'll actually see it. Speaking of being at home, locked down, and in quarantine right now, if you got kids, you're probably already being drove nuts. Well, Amazon Prime Video is here to help. In fact, you don't even need to be a Prime user for this, because they're offering access to kid-friendly Prime Video content absolutely free. Yeah, that's right, if the kids are already driving you up the wall already, Amazon Prime Video will help step in and at least rescue you for a little while. This even includes some of Amazon's originals, such as If You Give a Mouse a Cookie and Pete the Cat. And finally, for Prime Video users, in our last Amazon story for the day, Prime Video is finally, and don't ask me why it took so long, they've introduced viewer profiles. Hallelujah. Yep, that's right, here come multiple profiles for a single account. Meaning you can have your profile, your spouse can have their profile, the kids can have their profile. Yeah, you get the idea. Problem is, right now, we don't know which countries have got the profiles yet and which ones don't. We've actually reached out to Amazon to clarify. They've not gotten back with us. From what we can tell, profiles should be available at least in the US, and if they're not available in the UK yet, they should be coming, at least at the time of posting this podcast. And finally, yeah, it's a bit of a shorty today, boys and girls. Speaking of shorty and getting shortchanged, that might just be the case for the new iPad Pro. Some benchmarks have leaked out for the new iPad Pro models, and it looks like the chip performance, even though it's a brand new chip, literally identical to the 2018 iPad Pro. At least that's what's been indicated in a Geekbench test. The 11-inch 2020 iPad Pro has earned a single-core score of 1,114 and a multi-core score of 4,654. The old 2018 iPad Pro model, it had a score of 1,113 for single and multiple of 4,608. Aha! Meaning, yes, at least in the processor, there ain't much of an increase at all. It also goes to show you that new chips don't mean shit. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can subscribe to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so much other things going on over there. Give us a like over on our Facebook page too at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. But definitely come by our community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the conversation today, so come join us at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.